A universal two-child policy is expected to be passed by the top legislature by the end of this week, as it concludes its latest bi-monthly session on Sunday. The new rules would come into effect on January the 1st. Zhai Zhenwu, head of China Population Association, says the new policy is expected to provide part of the solution to the challenge of an aging population in China and to become a new drive for the economy in the long run.
It will not reverse the trend of an aging population, but will slow the process. It will also not turn the shrinking workforce trend around, but will win time for China's economic restructure, which is beneficial to social and economic development.
A recent report by the World Bank says China has the fastest aging population among countries around East Asia and the Pacific. People aged over 65 years old account for more than 10% of China's total population, compared with the standard of 7% used globally to identify an aging society. China eased its one-child policy back in 2013, allowing couples to have a second child if either parent is an only child. However, statistics show many families covered by the policy are choosing not to take the opportunity, showing concerns over economic pressure and the energy to take care of the children, as well as the mother's career development. Professor Peng Xizhe from the School of Social Development and Public Policy of Fudan University says the government needs to provide more support.
From an economic perspective, income tax reform should be based on the unit of a family. If one family has two children or needs to take care of the elderly family members, this family's income tax should be reduced more. On public services, the government needs to increase its spending on facilities like child care services to encourage people to have a second child.
To deal with the foreseeable challenges, Li Bing, head of the National Health and Family Planning Commission, says the decision to eliminate the one-child policy will also bring with it other considerations for parents.
Couples who are allowed to have two children will be entitled to longer maternity leave if they have the second baby.
Authorities say they are also coordinating different departments to help ease social concerns. At the same time, embryo harvesting and surrogacy will remain illegal. Those caught violating the rules could face fines or even jail time. For CRI, I'm Luo Bing.